Welcome, loving viewers, to our special program today celebrating World Teachers Day 2009. Established by the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, World Teachers Day recognizes all the wonderful and dedicated teachers of our world. All of us are indebted to many teachers in our lives who have helped shape us to become who we are today. For that, we hold fond regard of these special individuals, as do children early on. Let's find out how young students around the world feel about their teachers.
Bonjour, notre maîtresse, elle est très belle.
Intelligente.
C'est une très bien maîtresse. Très bien. Très, 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 très bien.
Wij vinden het fijn om mee aan te zitten, want ze geeft goed les.
Onze juffrouw is de beste van de wereld en zij is de liefste.
I like my teacher.
مامو الان خودم خیلی دوست دارم. عزت.
لاشی شیشنی.
No matter at what age, students are always grateful to their teachers.
Do you have any favorite teachers you can tell us about?
Yes, Mrs. O'Sullivan. She's the best assistant principal ever.
Has she taught you anything in school?
Yes. Yes, she taught me how to be good.
A teacher is someone whose impressions may last a long time, even a lifetime.
In a little country town, our headmaster organized the group of children to go on, we used to call them botany excursions, teaching us about the land, how to not cause any damage to areas that we frequented, teaching us about the plants and how they grew, and I think that was a big influence in my young childhood.
And so do you think that you've passed these lessons on to your family as well?
Well, I hope so, and you can ask my daughter. She will tell you.
Yes. Actually, I remember when we were small, Mum used to take us on nature walks.
Yeah.
So there you go.
To find out just how far a teacher's imprint goes, Supreme Master Television interviewed some accomplished individuals in our society to remember their most memorable teachers. Without a teacher, it's hard for a student to succeed. O Lạc Sĩ's or Vietnamese proverb.
استاد ما در دوره که ما در بین سنپ دا و دوازده بودیم که یک استاد بسیار سخت بود همیشه سختی میکرد که ما باید درس یاد بگیریم که با همون وقت ما یعنی یک تجربه خوبی نبود برای ما همون وقت میگفتیم که آدم بسیار سخت هستن لیکن وقتی که به فاکولته رفتیم فایده استاد دیدیم که واقعا استاد و فایده ما بود و یک استاد ورزیده و بسیار خوب الان زنده نیست خدا ببخشش جنت فردوس جایش باشه
Her name was Mrs. Noble. The most prominent memory I have of her encouraging me was in the schoolyard in my last year of high school where she just literally pulled me aside and said, I really want you to believe this, I really want you to understand that you have a great creative mind and you've got a very bright future ahead of you and you really need to pursue it in every way possible. So I went on and I tried a bit of performing. I was later accepted into Australia's preeminent performing arts school. I got a degree in directing and then came to America and began my career in opera. So I think without that encouragement at the age of 16 and 17, I may not have had the belief to go on this journey.
مرة من المرات إجا إحنا في بغداد ندرس فينوس وأبولو كموديل
فملاحظتها كانت ملاحظة الفنان يعني ملاحظة الأستاذ، قال كيف هذه تأتي، أنت تأتين من الميزوبوتامي من حضارة وادي الرافدين وتشتغلي لي ستايل روماني. فقال جون فرانسوا دوفو خليها تروح للوفر تدرس حضاراتها، أنا أشتغل الأسبوع كله أحضر التمثال. فيجي بهدوء يأخذ خشبة ويكسر العمل، كل مرة يكسر العمل، بحيث أنا يعني كنت يعني جرحت كفنانة كطالب كشابة أيضا تريد تتعلم. فظليت لازم أروح كل مرة للوفر أدرس حضارتي وأطلع من عندها. يعني إذا تشوفون هذه الأعمال هذه كلها من هذه ضربة تكسير أعمالي طلعت هذه. ولا وأنا أشكر جدا هذا الأساتذة اللي مروا بحياتي اللي قدروا يكونوني.
What the teacher is more important than what he teaches. Dr. Carl Menninger, American psychiatrist.
La primera maestra que tuve cuando iba al kinder, Juan Rafael Mora, una señora que proyectaba el cariño típico de las abuelas, y entonces todos sentíamos cuando íbamos al kinder que íbamos a la casa de la abuela. Fue una mujer que nos dio un gran cariño.
He's very calm, he's very patient. So he used to say to me that try to keep all your expression within you so that it comes out through your music. He is very spiritual, and what he suggests all the time that at least once in a day you should surrender yourself to Almighty. That's very important.
He who teaches me for one day is my father for life. Chinese proverb.
I was very fortunate to find a wonderful teacher, Jonathan Wolfe, at a time almost 30 years ago where very few people were relating Judaism or any other religion to vegetarianism. He was giving this wonderful course, Judaism and Vegetarianism, at Lincoln Square Synagogue in Manhattan. Course of him, I've continued on. I am now also, besides being president of Jewish Vegetarians of North America, I'm also president of a group called the Society of Ethical and Religious Vegetarians, which is a group not only with Jews, but all other major religions, because they're all based on compassion.
When we return, we are honored to present a grateful tribute to a world-renowned teacher of great compassion and spiritual growth in our modern times, Supreme Master Ching Hai. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to our special program celebrating World Teachers Day. In the realm of spiritual development, Master is the respectful term reserved for that special teacher of the soul. A living master is God's treasured messenger for the multitude. Supreme Master Ching Hai is a living enlightened master who imparts the ancient Kuan Yin method of meditation, free of charge, as a way for individuals to find their inner true self. Our association members from around the world share some of their experiences and express their gratitude for the grace of Supreme Master Ching Hai's presence in their lives.
I was very interested in many different spiritual traditions. I would discover one and I would start reading about it, but once I started reading, they rang truthful, they rang honest, but they did not ring alive to me. And then someone introduced me to Supreme Master Ching Hai, and I started reading her lectures, and that's when I knew that I had found the real thing. I realized that she was answering questions that I had always wondered about, but had never even dared ask anyone about.
When I first met Supreme Master Ching Hai, the feeling I had was like meeting God. Her humbleness is something that inspired me so much, because the way she treats everybody in this world and has this heart for everybody is something I would love to learn every day. I stopped being so fearful in life because there's Supreme Master Ching Hai, and I know that if I pray to her, she's always right there. It's an incredible feeling of comfort and safety and love, and the love that flows through the rooms when people meditate and when people feel the humbleness and compassion towards each other. You can't describe it. It's just amazing, and it's what makes me keep going.
Da je tako nepojemljivo veličastna oseba ob vseh svojih prispevkih, tako materialnih in mentalnih ter duhovnih prispevkih, tako ponižna in tako ljubeča, mi je bilo do sedaj nekaj nepredstavljivega.
I would like to share with you the following message from the fifth Sikh master, Guru Arjan Dev. Jinka grat in diya tala, kunji gur so pai. Anek upav kare nahi chute, bin satgur sarnai. And I have found such a master. She is known as Supreme Master Ching Hai. She has the master key.
从小我就喜欢看童话故事，但是自从跟师父修行以后，才真正体会到童话故事里面那一种美好的境界。因为青海师父一直以来教导我们都是积极、善良、正面、美好的东西，也因此总是能碰到很好的人、很好的事，从来没想到自己会有这么幸运。The
one thing I like about Supreme Master is that she provides equality and is fair to everyone, no matter what. I like to meditate because when I do, I feel calm and at peace.
I'm a scientist and I'm working on cancer research, and I have been practicing the Kuan Yin method of meditation now for several years. Master presented us the spiritual path like a higher form of science, and this helped me tremendously to understand it and accept it, and then easily blended in my spiritual practice with my scientific education. And it made a big impact on my life, both my personal life and also my professional life, because I am much more intuitive than before, and I can understand spirituality now and apply it in my everyday life.
As part of one's spiritual practice, Supreme Master Ching Hai encourages a virtuous way of life to place kindness and love into daily action. Eagerly expressing their understanding of this invaluable advice were our young association members.
Xin chào quý khán giả thân mến của đài truyền hình vô thượng sư. Con đến từ Âu Lạc, con 7 tuổi để thọ tâm ấn được 1 năm là đệ tử của sư phụ. Em sẽ cố gắng tu hành và vâng lời sự dạy dỗ của sư phụ để sư phụ được vui. Em sẽ yêu thương và giúp đỡ những người vô gia cư, những người đau khổ bệnh tật, già yếu, và em sẽ cầu nguyện cho họ. Kính chúc sư phụ mãi mãi được mạnh khỏe.
Gam e ji jona master.
Nè, nè, ơ wa nu nè, cơ bà ngài nhé cha, cơ bà nhập đà rò wa.
Đi xe đi, đi xe đi, lì kì, ông cậu lì chì bì yên tòa yà wò, nè e ji bà nò jò master.
是别人看的那种，是的，帮我勒贝拉拉牛巴老五了。老板又来了。老板一马撒。就是因为在西湖的时候，师父不管到哪里，我们都会追到哪里。然后有一次师父突然就叫大家全部都停下来，然后我们大家都很疑惑，这到底是为什么？然后后来是就是过很久以后，就是听前面的人说以后，才发现原来是因为。 路中央有一对蚂蚁，就是在搬运食物走过去。然后因为师父怕我们踩到它们，伤害到它们，所以才会叫我们停下来。然后师父这种对周遭事物就是细心观察，然后对小动物的爱心，就是让我很印象深刻。
For all she has done for humankind, our animal co-inhabitants, and the planet, our association members are forever filled with gratitude.
Supreme Master Qinghai, mnogo
Учителю, вие ни правите много щастливи. Учителю, много ви обичаме. И никога няма да забравим какво правите за нас. Невероятно сте.
Hi, Supreme Master Qinghai.
师父,你好漂亮啊,我爱你.
Thank you, Master, for helping me be a better person and for teaching me how to find God.
I'm very grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her guidance and teachings.
Supreme Master Qinghai, wow. I can't express in words how thankful and grateful I am to the work you do.
Supreme Master Qinghai is my teacher, and I am so happy and so honored to be able to be her student.
On this occasion of UNESCO World Teachers Day, we are ever grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for bringing the boundless wisdom and love of heaven to all beings. You have touched the hearts of the inhabitants on this planet, instilling hope, courage, and joy. We respectfully wish you health and happiness and pray that the earth may sustain in peace and compassion as you have envisioned. To the noble teachers and honorable others who dedicate your lives in the field of education, we join the world in appreciation for all you do to cultivate the best in humankind. For you are truly God's beloved. May heaven's light always shine on you as you continue your sacred responsibilities. To our viewers, it was a pleasure having your company today. Now please stay with us here on Supreme Master Television. May you and your loved ones be blessed.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AJAR